In this country, we treat our leaders as if they were gods. And we give them special conditions, the kind of conditions we don't give ordinary people. And I'm totally against this. Our party, Alliance for Better Zambia, is totally against this. One of them is the issue of the fitness, the health of a person who wants to become Republican president. In the Constitution, there is nothing about what kind of criteria such a person should meet in order to qualify to stand as Republican president. And yet, everyone, almost everyone else, wants to get a job in this country, goes for a medical test. If you want to become a police officer, you want to become an army officer, you have to go for a medical test. And you actually go for a physical examination. They make you run, they make you undertake rigorous physical exercises in order to establish your physical health. However, for a Republican president, a candidate, nothing like that. There's nothing like that in the Constitution. And yet, to be a police officer, an army officer, is less taxing compared to the job of a Republican president. So I've been trying to say to the Zambian people, let's wake up and see that there's something wrong here. And history has taught us that, in fact, it would have saved our country better. Already, we've had a situation where a sitting president died from illness, a president who shouldn't have stood in 2006. He shouldn't have stood, but he went ahead and stood and died in office.
Are you therefore calling for a constitutional amendment to have this provision of a medical checkup on all presidential aspirants vying for the position of the president of Zambia?
Yes, we are calling for a constitutional amendment. However, in this country, amending the constitution, or indeed coming up with a new constitution, is superintended by those in power. And they have always blocked that. Because when you are trying to review the constitution in this country, you follow the Inquiries Act, which provides for a sitting government to accept certain provisions the Zambian people may propose or to reject. And they would usually reject such kind of a proposal because they're selfish. And so before I even call for a constitutional amendment, I'm trying to raise awareness among the people that we need this. It's costly to the country. It's discriminatory. Why are we subjecting other people to these examinations? And we don't want to subject it to the president. Is he special? No. He's just an ordinary person who is employed by the people.
So basically you are saying that since the head of state is basically the commander-in-chief of the army, you should also have the same test that ordinary soldiers and security officials go through before they are hired?
Because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that the commander-in-chief himself has not undergone a medical test, has not been established to be physically fit, and yet those that he's commanding are made to go through such kind of a process. It's discriminatory. And why should we treat him like a god when he's not? He's just an ordinary human being like us. And because they are human, they are mortal. That's why they die in office, just like we die while on duty.
Some supporters of the Patriotic Front are saying that you are playing politics with the health of the president, especially when there are allegations of him being in poor health condition, and that is why you are raising this point at this time. And they said that it should be frowned upon and quite unfortunate for a Catholic priest to be raising this issue or playing politics with the health of a sitting president. What do you say to that?
As I speak to you, I've not mentioned our current president. I've not mentioned his name. I'm talking about an issue. His term will end. If he goes for a second term, that will come to an end. Zambia will still be there. Our children will still be there until Jesus comes. So I'm not talking about an individual. I'm not talking about an individual political party. I'm talking about the country. I'm talking about the future of our people, our children, even those that are not yet born. We should not suspend doing something good because we have been misunderstood to be targeting somebody. No, this is something beyond the man who is there. Besides, if we put in the Constitution this provision, it will not affect him because he's already president. It won't affect him. So how can they accuse us of talking about him? It's not him. We are talking about those who are not yet, that they would need to go through a medical examination to ascertain their suitability for that highly taxing and stressful office.